FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Do you trust someone who doesn't like a Pop-Tart?
Dirt.
Can I give you a hot take that might make people look at me and call me an idiot? I think Pop-Tarts are disgusting.
Sprague.
I used to raw dog Pop-Tarts religiously.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm anti-Pop-Tart.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Oh, hello. Happy Thursday. Dirt and Sprague back here on 105.1 The Fan. The Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Hope your Thursday commute is going all right. Nice little sports week ahead of us, which starts tonight with Thursday night football. The Commanders at the Packers.
Dun, oh, Commanders, dun, Packers. Dun, dun, dun. I thought you were
go,
settling
pack,
in for
go.
NC State at Wake Forest.
Dun, 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 dun. Jake Dickert, yeah, you know me. Definitely going to do that thing.
That's an opponent of your team. Don't you guys go to Wake Forest?
No, they come to us.
They come to you?
Yeah.
Dickert
right.
can't beat us. No, he's not. He can't take
in
you down.
State. Rivalry.
Well, actually, well, we have a snapper. I don't know.
That's a ways off, though. I think you'll have a long snapper by then.
Josh Pate will join us at 7:40, his normal time every week, with the commissioner of college football, as Dirt likes to label him. A lot to talk about. Interesting stuff going on in the sport of college football, and it's an underrated great week.
It's a really solid weekend of football. Some really interesting games, teams that have proven games, teams that have trap scenarios. Mm-hmm. We're starting to find out who teams are.
Week three for most teams, I think we can start to make some conclusions.
I think people are making conclusions after just two, but I do tend to agree with you that three, as you go on, you start to learn more and more, right? Barring injury. We start to get a feel, an idea, and then we get conference play more and more.
Many teams will have played another similarly stocked team. Most teams will have had at least one road game. Most team. Some won't.
Unless you're Miami, you're not leaving the state of Florida until November.
You know, Ken Barkley, our good friend who we had on, and he was delightful, and he's great, and he makes fun of us. I do think he'd make fun of us for it, but I do think he'd make an argument. He hates the idea of a trap game in the National Football League from a betting standpoint.
From a gambling angle, yes.
We would just fundamentally disagree. I think it's a real thing in college for sure.
Either it's the week leading into a big game or the aftermath of a big game, or they're coming up, you know, you've played six straight games and they've had a bye and they played a cupcake. Yeah. There are scenarios out there that are little traps that you have to find a way to survive.
Oregon State and Texas Tech is one for sharps. I know Oregon State is liked by a lot of people because Utah plays Texas Tech next week. And so it's does Texas Tech go up 30 and then literally not care and Oregon State score 70 points?
Or are they more distracted, focusing, and thinking about internally because Oregon State has looked terrible through two games.
So
and
awful.
So if you're a Texas Tech player, where's your mind at right now? Huge conference game in a week in Salt Lake City or this non-conference game coming to town by a team who can't beat Fresno State at home?
We'll get to some NFL stuff. I got some NFL notes on the old show sheet. I don't know if we'll get to it in this hour, but we will get to some National Football League, including talking about tonight's game.
Yes.
Is this an NFC title game preview? I found it interesting. I don't disagree with the feeling of Baltimore-Buffalo was the best game probably that's going to happen this season.
it also was week one, and I'm like, we'll wait and see on that
one. You can't climax that early. It's right out of the gate, man.
When it comes to Lamar and Josh Allen,
you just know it.
Yeah.
There'll be another game this year. I don't know if it's tonight. Who knows? Short week, travel, and all that stuff. There will be another one this year that we'll think back on that rivals it. I guarantee it.
We got to make our big pee-pee picks.
Yes, we do.
Today as well. And Ryan Clark will join us at 8:30. Reminder as well, top of the hour reminder for you. Isaac and Suk will be live out at the A-Lin-A Casino, Tom's Watch Bar.
Yes.
So if you want to watch Thursday Night Football out at the casino and lay a couple bucks on the Commanders, the Packers, or a side, or player props, what have you, go out and say hello to Isaac and Suk. And when you see Isaac, tell him to piss off from Sprague, suggesting I should do a 5 to 10 a.m. show.
He wants you to go to 5 to 10 a.m.? Where did that happen? Did I miss this yesterday?
Yeah, he said it yesterday. I was in my car, and he goes, yeah, those guys should go 5 to 10.
Why the hell? We got to go 5 hours now?
And I said, kindly go F yourself, yes. Respectfully, sir.
5 a.m.?
Where did that come from?
Get the hell out of here.
It was just a joke.
Yeah. Okay.
But tell him to piss off.
They should go 3 to midnight, damn it.
Yeah, why don't you go 2 to 8?
2 to 8 would break him.
God, starting a show at 5 a.m., I might retire. I might just walk away. That could be it for me.
But go out to A-Lin-A today. They'll be live doing the show at the A-Lin-A Casino, Tom's Watch Bar. Let's get into this. I thought this was interesting in college football. I'm always fascinated. Now, we talk about gambling quite often in sports on this program because we actually gamble on the NFL. We would do college if we could do it from the app, but yes, we're not always going out to A-Lin-A, so we don't always gamble on it. But I think it's not so much about gambling, right? Like, it's gambling information, but to me, it's a snapshot of the sport, of how things look to people. And these people are smart, and they have analytics that give them, you know, how to weigh everything out. We've got national championship title odds that are out, and it's only been 2 weeks, okay?
Long ways to go.
3 for other teams, that Western Kentucky quarterback, for example.
Yes.
But I'm just kind of curious, reading the room. Reading the room after week two for Sprague was, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to doubt or anger everybody by saying I think Oregon is only a playoff team at best.
How dare you? God, you're such a duck hater.
I'm going to elevate them and say they can win the national championship, right? So that's 2 weeks in. Montana State, Oklahoma State, not very good teams.
No.
But I have seen thorough ass kickings in both of them and then handle business. How does the Vegas odds makers feel about this? I find interesting here, Dirt.
Yeah, how has the market moved?
Ohio State and Penn State are tied for favorites.
For the national title?
National title.
Okay.
Georgia comes in behind them at plus 650.
Talk about interesting games this weekend. Boy, oh boy, it's a big one.
Big one for Georgia. I could argue this is a bigger game for Josh Heupel in Tennessee.
I see, and this is where it's interesting.
And I can give you an argument for why I say that.
I almost feel like I'm giving them a free pass this year.
And
that's
totally
unfair. Maybe I shouldn't, but that's my thought process on them. And Georgia's offense was horrible last week against Austin Peay.
You are not wrong.
They scored 28 points at home against Austin Peay.
There's a track record between those two teams that I find interesting.
Georgia dominates the game. They haven't lost to Tennessee in a decade at least.
Texas comes in behind Georgia, despite having a loss, plus 750, then LSU 8-1, and then the Oregon Ducks. There they are, 12-1, just slightly ahead of Alabama, Notre Dame, Miami, Clemson, Michigan, and Oklahoma. So by my count, that's 5 teams that Vegas thinks have better title odd chances to win the whole thing than you. It's only 2 weeks in. Do we feel like this is an accurate snapshot? Or do you think your team's kind of lying in the weeds going, okay, you think there's 5 teams better than us? We'll see.
I mean, I'm sure Dan's using anything he can find as motivation, as evidence to what happened last week when the comments weren't even that bad, and then they went out in 69-3 Oklahoma State and didn't let their foot off the throat the entire game. Some of it's valid. Some of it I chuckle at. Like, I was super high on Georgia coming into the year. I thought they were the best team. I think they're an untalked about group or squad because they didn't win at all last year. And we kind of forget, oh, that's right, Kirby Smart's really good. I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if they've looked stellar through 2 games. Now, Georgia might beat Tennessee by 21 this weekend and look dominant defensively, and their offense gets going, and Branch is out there making plays at wide out, and you say, okay, there's Georgia. That's who I thought you were.
But them having higher odds than Oregon, I would just ask, based on what that you've seen through 2 weeks, some of these teams have quality wins. I've seen Ohio State beat Texas. I have no issue with them being higher than Oregon on the list. I've seen LSU go on the road and win at Clemson. We're not quite sure how good Clemson's going to be this year. Talk about big weekends. They got a big game this weekend. But I've seen them win a marquee game, so I've seen how they've handled tough environments and a tough opponent that has similar level of talent. Those ones I have no issue with. The other one that I chuckle at, and again, we'll see how this shakes out in about 3 weeks, I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if Penn State has looked dominant. And there is a DNA trait, I would argue, of teams, maybe not Ohio State as much last year because I don't remember exactly how their non-conference went. I know they played nobody. But like you go back to the Michigan title team from 2 years ago and look at what they were doing to teams who they were far superior talent-wise than, and it was just a bloodbath from start to finish essentially every single week. And so there's that thought of me with Penn State of like, your passing game is still not firing on all cylinders. Now, they'd probably argue, well, we're keeping stuff in the holster. Why would we, you know, unleash our offense before we get to Oregon and we got Villanova this week and it won't look much different? But just on sheer effort and talent, the fact that you're only up 10-0 at halftime at home against FIU, I don't know how the odds market hasn't shifted there. So to me, it's not super disrespectful, but some of them I do chuckle out of like, Penn State, we're still, okay, Penn State, we're going to do it again. All right.
I think, you know, if I was to look at this from a pretty objective standpoint and say, look, what do you want to bet on here? Like, if I can get Oregon at 12-1,
I would absolutely take that bet.
Yeah, if I go out to see Isaac and Sue today, I'm laying
smart,
a ticket.
Smart value. Sure. Like, Penn State value is horrible. Those odds are terrible for a team who has a coach who struggles to win big games historically.
I don't think 6-1 is horrible, but compared to 12-1 against a
team I don't think there's a big gap in talent-wise there. Like, that's my point just in terms of the odds market. Yes. It doesn't mean Oregon has a better chance to win a national title. It's just in terms of a smart value bet.
Well,
yes.
And I think Texas for people is a little vulnerable. We'll see about Georgia. I think to your point, the passing game struggling against Austin Peay. Also, it's Austin Peay, and they have Tennessee this weekend, so we'll see what
that
is.
Good look ahead spot.
LSU, great win at Clemson, also ugly for a large stretch of that game, and then they play La Tech, and they're like, yeah, we don't care, but we're not going to dominate them.
Right.
Like, they probably did from a standpoint of rushing yards and whatnot, but 23-7 doesn't jump out at the scoreboard.
And now they get Florida this weekend.
I just think they're sitting in such a perfect position where we may have a big floating duck on the lake this week, and there's a lot of intel. I saw it in ESPN that people are scrambling.
Could it be?
There could be a floating duck in that
Lanning had the injury report yesterday. He said it's doubtful. Doubtful the duck makes it into the river. So
well, doubtful doesn't say
that
out.
Doesn't say out. He's not out. There's a chance he plays.
We'll see how it is pregame. Right. Can we play that thing in time? But I just, you know, Ohio State with Jalen
Simmons.
Texas with Arch, LSU. I just look at all these teams. Like, I'm going down the list here, right? And Oregon is sixth. Bama, understand why people wouldn't buy it, right? Notre Dame, they lost. They got Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Miami with Cristobal's coaching, people aren't going to fully trust. Clemson's a question mark. Michigan's got a freshman quarterback. Oklahoma doesn't have much of a run game or passing attack. It's John Mateer is the offense, and that's it.
Yeah.
I God, dude, this is just such a sweet spot that they're sitting in where you're not looking, like in years past, last year's Ohio State team, for example, before they crapped the bed in Eugene and against Michigan.
Going into the year, we all knew it was the most talented team on paper. Nothing could come close to
it. And who won the title?
And who won the title?
Right? They got it together, they got in, and they took advantage of the situation.
Yep.
I just continue to come back to, this is such a perfect spot to try to capitalize on, that I would love where Oregon is sitting if I was looking at this from a betting standpoint or even a fan standpoint.
Well, it was the interesting thing coming into the year, because it was a unique season in which it did feel open. It felt like a number of teams had a legitimate shot, and I don't think many people put Oregon into that conversation at the start of the year, and now that narrative is starting to change. But one of the things that always felt true to me was there were so many unknowns at the most important position on the field for some of these big teams. Now, we got to wait and see how this plays out. We're 2 weeks in. He hasn't played a road game yet. He'll check that box this weekend, and then he's got to play a team who has elite talent on the road, and he's going to do that in a couple of weeks at Penn State. But
will he check off a road game this weekend?
Well, I mean, technically, yes. Technically, by the letter of the law, they're traveling, they're on an airplane, okay. They're staying in a hotel. That's the part of it that I think has woken some people up of saying, like, we knew that Oregon was going to be good in a lot of places. How good was Dante Moore going to be? Like, has he looked better than Julian Sayin through 2 weeks? Now, they played Texas in week one.
Very
so again,
different opponents.
You cannot compare it. But as the season goes on,
right?
Like, I'll tell you this, watching Arch early in the game against San Jose State, I know he ended up throwing 4 touchdowns, but there were moments that I'm like, this is kind of clunky. And now they just eventually overwhelmed him with talent. Mm-hmm. But there's been moments for some of the other quarterbacks for these teams that I look at and I say, I'm not blown away. And one of the thoughts that I had all year or all offseason was, if one of those unknowns at the position could end up being the guy that we look back and say, man, I didn't see that coming because of that player, it's going to vault them into a position that maybe we didn't think they were in August. And so Dante Moore through 2 weeks has looked phenomenal. He's got to check more boxes. There's a long ways to go in the season, but he has a chance to be the best of all of those guys, which is really exciting to think about.
And I do think you're sitting in a good spot if you're Oregon, but also it's starting to rotate your way a little bit in one way, and I'll tell you how on the other side. Another Sprague bad take potentially looming on the horizon of college football. And Josh Pate at 740. Let's get to the who is changing their tune a little bit. I'll tell you who it is next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
Football Talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. You have to change his name. You cannot say Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries. So is Jim?
Yeah, my head goes to Dwight Schrute every time you make that read. Every time when you think of Dwight, that's where you go.
I mean, like, no offense. Let's go back to Dwight Howard. You cannot have a badass named Dwight.
No, it's not scary.
Who's the best Dwight badass? Dwight Gooden? Probably it, right?
But he went by Doc more than Dwight,
right,
didn't
exactly.
He went by the nickname. Yeah. It wasn't as intimidating. Doc is much more intimidating.
Yeah, Dwight is not a...
Dwight's not scaring anybody.
If like, hey, I'm Dwight, I'm going to save you, you'd be like, ah, damn.
Damn
dude.
It, Dwight, no.
The building's going to collapse
can
on us, isn't it?
Can we get a Doc in here instead? Is that possible? Can you change it out a little bit?
So I was one to raise the hand after watching what they did to Oklahoma State, even though I knew they would do that to Oklahoma State.
We don't want you on the bandwagon now, Sprague!
Yeah, I don't think I am on the bandwagon. But just
such a duck honk, dude. Look at you. Anti-beaver.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. here is another This is a national voice. We got a national voice coming at 7:40 with Josh Pate.
We do.
This is a national voice also saying, yeah, I'm looking at Oregon a little differently.
They are built exactly how you would build a team to win the national championship. This is a better version of Oregon from a year ago. This is a version of Oregon that reminds me a lot of Michigan 2 years ago and Ohio State last year. This is absolutely a team that can win it all. They are built with power on the line of scrimmage, both sides, speed on the outside, and Dante Moore, ladies and gentlemen, is a quarterback that I think could be better than the quarterbacks that Lanning has had at Oregon in the last few years. And I loved Bo Nix, and I loved Dylan Gabriel. This is not a knock against Nix, who I think is doing a hell of a job. This guy started as a rookie. He was a first-round draft pick, and Dante Moore has more talent than he does. He just does. His arm talent jumps off the tape. His ceiling is higher. They've got a stable of running backs. And what I really love about Oregon is how they're built defensively. That's really the blueprint, all right? It's what Michigan had. It's what Georgia had a couple of years ago. If you actually look at the last four champions, in three of those years, that defense that won the national championship finished first overall in the country. I'm just telling you guys right now, Oregon might win it all.
That is Joel Klatt. I would say, first of all, like, get to the NFL and go to the playoffs as a rookie quarterback. That's, you know, just this whole, like, he's more talented than Bo Nix. Like, Bo Nix is literally in the NFL. He went to the playoffs last year.
He was a first-round pick.
I don't know how we quantify talent. It's
the arm talent. It's that kind of stuff. Like, it doesn't mean he's going to be a better quarterback. I think you just look at him, the size, the arm talent, and that kind of stuff.
The Ryan Clark statement. did Joel Klatt ever text you back?
No.
Okay, we tried to get Joel Klatt. He's going to be on this game, the big nooner.
He's calling the game this weekend, yeah. We got Gus Johnson yelling, what's his nickname going to be for Dante Moore? Maserati Mariota.
No, what's the nicest car that starts with a D? He likes to do the, he does the MM thing. He did the same nickname to Marvin Harrison Jr.
The Maserati Marv. The Dodge Ram Dante.
That's not good. That's not very good.
Dodge Ram.
I mean, I'm trying to think of cars that start with D. What else starts with D?
We could go local company. Shout out Daimler. Daimler Dante. He's a truck carrying the offense of the promised land.
Daimler Dante.
Now I'm just picturing the CEO guy in those Blazer commercials. Oh, we plant trees.
Lord. Dodge Ram Dante. If he Come says up with another that, D. I swear on my mom. If he says
you know
that.
He's going to have a nickname he's, for
and
him.
If you know it's going to start with a D.
The first time
the
there's
dynamic
a...
Dynamic Dante Moore.
The first time there's a more to more connection, too. Oh, you know my. There's going to be a more to more thing there. More to more.
Duck fans say more.
There's more offense. After this.
You know it's going to happen this weekend.
Look, rat poison, get it out of here, all right? We don't want any of this.
Oh, it's rat poison.
Rat poison, get the rat poison out of here. It's too early in the season.
You get mad if they doubt your team, but it's rat poison if they love your team.
It's either a chip on the shoulder or it's rat poison. There's no in-between
here.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
I'm just sitting around waiting, like, how's my heart going to get broken this year? We got to this conclusion.
Mario Cristobal comes into Eugene.
In a playoff game that's how it ends.
Field goal from 53.
Like, this is the life of a Duck fan.
The clock and somehow won.
How many years have we had where we've said, you know, this could be the year. Last year they beat Ohio State after a horrible start, and it was like, oh my god, this is the year. And then 34-0 happened on New Year's Day. So where's that one coming? You know, there's going to be a turn there somewhere.
We'll get into this, I think, either today or tomorrow. But I mean, you just look at the landscape of that sport could be drastically changed and altered this weekend with Clemson at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Georgia, Tennessee is a big
Florida
one.
Florida LSU.
Right? Florida LSU.
There's a lot of them out there, man. It's a fun weekend of football. Oregon has a legitimate
Texas A&M Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt at South Carolina, Lion, underrated right game. Underrated.
Super underrated game this weekend. All of a sudden there's juice when Vanderbilt comes to town, and that's never been the case in the SEC. I genuinely think Oregon has one of the best rosters in the sport. I felt that way coming into the year. It was just a question of, are the young guys all ready to take on this big role? And now they've checked a lot of boxes early in the season.
It's early.
I know we've used that phrase a ton, but the next challenge will be, how do they handle adversity? And you won't see adversity for another 2 weeks. And so if it's, you're going on the road in a tough environment at Penn State, even if they win that game, it doesn't mean you're going to win a national title. They beat Ohio State last year and then had to go play them again, and they lost 34-0. So it doesn't guarantee everything, although I would say that win would automatically put them in the college football playoff, because you're not losing more than two games the rest of the way if you beat Penn State. And 10-2 is good enough to get into the CFP this year. So I'll be curious how it all shakes out, but adversity, and Will Stein was on the coach's show last night, and that was one of the things that he hinted at. He tried to say it was going to happen this weekend by going on the road, which, you know, I love you, Will, but it's probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But just how do they, like, when they throw a pick, or they have a couple of three and outs, or you're on the road and you can't have the same communication with your offensive line, how do you handle that stuff as the next challenge they're going to have to face?
A hostile crowd at Northwestern, so they're known for.
12,000 strong.
The offense ranking SP Plus for Oregon is 2, and their defense is 10. That's the SP Plus. They're number 1 in the SP Plus this week. So we'll see where that goes, and if you think I have horrific takes, then absolutely go fade me right now on the Dante Moore will not be in New York for the Heisman. He's 4th right now in the odds. He would be in New York, so I'm an idiot so far.
The odds are increasing in his favor.
More to come.
The Dodge Ram Dante Moore. The Kia Kenyan Sadiq. What? Kia? Did he go Kia there? What? Was he Blake Griffin jumping over a Kia in a slam dunk contest? I'm confused.
What if Joe Klatt was like, Kia?
He goes, he's got soul, brother.
That would be perfect.
I do like Gus and Joel. I'm excited for them to come.
I love them. It's funny to talk about this because he kind
of
does this.
They don't do a lot of duck games because all their games are at 9 o'clock in the morning, and Oregon doesn't play a lot of 9 o'clock in the morning games. So excited to have them on the call.
Short segment coming up. We got Josh Pate at 740. Durant's break back with more. I know it's a football season, and we got Pate coming up here in just a couple minutes. I do think there's an NBA segment today because the commissioner spoke and he said the dumbest of things you could possibly say.
He is rapidly risen in the ranks of worst commissioners in the league. TV deal's great. It's going to make a lot of money for the NBA over the next 10 years, or however long it is. But whenever that guy opens his mouth, I just think something dumb's about to come out, isn't it? And then he proves me right every time.
Did you see Barkley crap on the deal?
I did.
That's crazy, dude. Like, one of the lead voices and faces of your sport is like, it's terrible for fans. Like, oh my God.
The overall business is good for the NBA. They're making a lot of money, but when every week it's like, is this game on Peacock or NBC? Is this game tipping off at 8 p.m. local? Am I going? Am I watching? That's late for, like, it just, there's a lot of it that was more about business than it was eyeballs and servicing the fans, which a lot of sports go that route. Doesn't mean it ends up being a good thing for the fans in the long run.
A couple of suggestions from the fan text line at 503-864-6326. Definitely could use Ducati.
Ducati Dante!
If he runs in like a 20-yard touchdown.
The Ducati Dante Moore!
That's pretty good. That shows how poor we are. The Ducati didn't even come to my mind. When thinking of like car brands,
it's
I went
a motorcycle,
Dodge.
Though.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's touche. It's a motorcycle. Yeah, car,
so you ride motorcycles?
I don't ride motorcycles, no.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. And the other one suggested in is, you know, Oregon has not accomplished what?
Winning a national title.
So Dante's hopefully leading him to a different future. He takes him back to the future with a
national title and a DeLorean.
A DeLorean.
The DeLorean.
The DeLorean.
Great Scott. Dante in the DeLorean.
I'm not mad about that. Dante the DeLorean. I'm cool with that one. It's a solid nickname.
Ducati after a 20-yard touchdown seems most likely, though.
Most likely there, yeah. There's going to be a lot of more and more. There'll be some sort of nickname for Dante Moore, and I'm excited for it, man.
I think there's a real idea that he's going to throw a 4-yard crossing route to DeCorian. And he's going to get tackled, and so it'll be 2nd and 6. But I think he's waiting so much for the more-to-more that he is going to scream at you as if you think DeCorian's going to score an 80-yard touchdown run.
Like, hey, Gus, that was 2nd and 6 there.
DeCorian!
Bud.
There he is! More-to-more!
Ah, tripped up.
2nd and 6. Damn it, Gus.
Look, bring the energy every play call, Gus. I love it, man. I'm here for it. Hype me up like a wrestling fan.
Let's hype Dirt up more. How does Oregon sit in the national title odds 2 weeks in? Let's talk some college football. Great slate this week and some big matchups. Josh Pate, the commissioner, will join us coming up next for his weekly hit on 105.1 The Fan.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust, the stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One, we live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
Well, our Thursdays are always exceptional, and it's mainly because of this man right here.
Yes, it is.
The commissioner of the sport, Josh Pate. Josh Pate College Football Show. Catch his new episode tonight on Twitter, at Josh Pate CFB. Catch him on every platform that exists. He's going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee this weekend.
Good old Rocky Top.
Good old Rocky Top. And he joins us now. Pate, good morning. Thanks for hopping on, as always. I want to start with something you said in the offseason, and it created quite a stir that we can bring back because of this week. Georgia's going to Tennessee, as are you. I'm excited about this matchup. The stats don't sit in Tennessee's favor. Georgia's largely dominated this one. But you said this season, this offseason, that Tennessee Stadium was number one in college football, and that sent shockwaves, especially through the SEC, because there's some passionate diehard fan bases. For the people who haven't been out in that region or been to Tennessee for a football game, what specifically was it about Rocky Top that led them to be number one for you?
Okay, first off, happy to be with you. It's very smart that you have evolved your thinking with me into opening with a question and not allowing me to filibuster 5 minutes before we get into it. Smart, and I like it. All right, here's what it's like. It's like standing on a runway with jets in both ears. That's what it's like at Tennessee on third down. If they're good, if they're not good, there is no amount of brick and mortar and concrete and bleachers. There's no stadium in the world that can make a bad team not bad. But if they're good, and especially if like an Alabama or a Florida or a Georgia's in there, and it's a tight game, third quarter, fourth quarter, it's just unbelievable. It's the best environment I've ever been a part of. And I've been to all of them, and those people that, you know, created the firestorm pushed back on me left and right, those people I came to find have not been to all the stadiums. It's just that they've been to theirs and they think theirs is the best, which is okay. But most of them are wrong, but that's still okay. But I've been there the last two times when they played Bama. So I've been there at Neyland Stadium's very best. And Neyland Stadium at its best has been louder than any place I've ever been in my life.
Now that we're starting on this game, I do want to ask about it because, and you probably know the history better than I do. I feel like Georgia's got a hell of a run here going against the Volunteers, where Tennessee's nipped Alabama a couple of times, but usually then that follow-up game against Georgia does not go their way. So is this the year that maybe it changes? And then what am I to make of Gunnar Stockton needing 34 pass attempts against Austin Peay to throw for 227 yards? Is that a look-ahead spot? We got a big one on the horizon. Is that a, here's Josh Pate being right about the concerns maybe about Georgia's offense? What do we make of this matchup, and how long has this run been going on for Georgia?
Look, I know you guys. I don't know. I don't want to judge you. Were you glued to the Georgia-Austin Peay game?
We were not glued to that game.
Not
quite.
Not in any way. I'll be honest with you.
Neither were most of their players. So there was one of those weird, like, three-hour weather delay things. Yeah. Clemson-Troy was the same way. Anyway, I'm not making excuses. I'm just making excuses. So you pointed out something about Gunnar Stockton there. Dennis Stockton's going on the road for the first time as the starting quarterback of Georgia, and they have what should be a pretty good matchup advantage, and that is their receiving core, which is completely overhauled, against Tennessee's secondary. Problem is, if you don't have the ability to execute on the matchup advantage, it doesn't really matter in the outcome of the game. And I question whether they can execute on it. I think most Georgia fans are questioning whether they can execute on it. If they can, this is pretty fundamental, and they'll go and they'll win. On the other side, this game last year down in Athens, I stood on the field for it. I went to this one last year. It was one of the hardest-hitting games I saw all year. Two big misnomers about Tennessee. They're not a physical program. They're an extremely physical program. And the second one is, they're a pinball offense, kind of, you know, high-flying, high-octane. They run the ball as good as anyone. They run it 2,500 yards like clockwork every year, and they will run it again. This game last year, though, and this game for several years, there's been one glaring difference. Georgia has been able to push the ball down the field, and Tennessee hasn't. Last year, Carson Beck has the game of his season, and Georgia has an 11-1 advantage on pass plays of 15-plus yards. So Tennessee, the Georgia's so good at compressing the field against them. So enter Joey Aguilar, the quarterback on the other side. He's looked incredible so far, not against competition, the level of Georgia, though. He looked incredible so far. If you just tell me he is that guy, he really fits this well in Heupel's system, well, then Tennessee will win this game Saturday. Because I'm very, very much on the seesaw here, where one decided edge or one even decided executable advantage on either side is enough to tip it. My philosophy on these sorts of games is I'm going to make the team that hasn't won for the past 8 years or 13 of the past 15 prove me wrong by winning, instead of bet against Kirby Smart and he proves me wrong by winning. So I leaned Georgia to win, but it's not strong. I mean, there are plenty of paths for a Tennessee victory here.
Josh Pate is our guest. He joins us every Thursday around 7:40. You can give him a follow on Twitter if you're not already, at Josh Pate CFB. And we all know that you're watching his college football show, Josh Pate College Football Show on YouTube. It is free, as he mentions every week, to just hit the like button and subscribe to catch every episode. New episode is dropping tonight. Look, there's a promo playing on our commercial breaks about our show. We do this for all our shows locally, and one of them is us talking to you. And it's me saying, I got Dabo and Clemson in the title game. And it's you going, well, that's mighty bold. And right now, it doesn't feel great to hear that in my own car. I know it's a big opportunity for Brent Keyes and Georgia Tech, and I know you're really high on them to maybe get to an ACC title game. As big as that is for that program, because Georgia Tech's not known for this, I kind of feel like this is a huge one for Dabo. They did not look the part at all last week against Troy, and I know there was a weather delay, but they struggled out the gate in that one. They lost at home. It's a big opportunity for Georgia Tech, but I feel like it's a massive one for Dabo because this felt like maybe a little bit of a redemption year season for him to say, no, I can still do this with all of this returning talent.
Yeah, make no mistake. It wasn't weather. There are legitimate issues with Clemson. That sounds a little hypocritical because I used the weather to excuse away Georgia's performance. Well, I'm just telling you, Clemson has serious issues right now. It's early in the season. It is college football. Some team turns it around every year. Maybe they will. But they have scored 10 points and 27 points, respectively, first 2 weeks against LSU at home and Troy at home. And they're going on the road here, and they cannot run the ball right now. And that is causing them to have critical imbalance and lack of ability to push it down the field in their passing game as well. One of their best receivers has been questionable. I still don't know if he's going to play Saturday. The problem, really, what I'm spelling out is, I don't know what their offensive identity is. I don't know that they know it. And you're playing one of the teams in your conference that is most in touch with its identity in Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech probably rested Haynes King last week at quarterback to get him ready for this game. And, you know, here's another one of those matchup advantages, and the big question is, can you take advantage of it? Clemson should have a matchup advantage against Georgia Tech secondary. I don't know if they can take advantage of it. And if they can't, then my pick is Georgia Tech to win the game. To be very clear, I think Georgia Tech is going to win the game outright. I think they're the better team right now. I don't care that they're an underdog. I think they're the better team right now. I have loved this spot for them since April. I have circled it since April, and I think they're going to get the job done. This is not foreign territory for them either. They took Georgia to, what was it, 6 or 7 overtimes last year in Athens. They beat Miami last year. They have played big games at a very high level, and I think they're not going to be overwhelmed by any physicality or anything like that. I think Clemson's shot, if they turn this game, and I think it's going to be a dogfight, I think their shot is defense forcing turnovers, because Georgia Tech has had problems mm-hmm. with turnovers in the first couple of weeks. But outside of that, if this game's played straight up, if you told me I'm getting an even turnover game, I really like Georgia Tech's chances to win the game outright.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to see Dabo go down twice in the first 3 weeks. I don't know how many times in the history of the show, Pate, that you've gone full Babe Ruth and called your shot on the Sarah McLachlan special, but that happened last week. I think it was Thursday's show. There was a, this one, sometimes you see it coming, sometimes it comes out of nowhere. This one we see coming, and then a 69-3 of Oregon over Oklahoma State happens at Autzen, and now all of a sudden the JP poll's got him number 2. I got Joel Klatt out here saying they're going to, can win a national championship. A lot of rat poison out there right now, Pate, for my Ducks. What'd you make of the 69ing of the Cowboys and the rise in the JP poll?
Just ask me the question again. I just want to hear the words come out of your mouth one more time.
I don't want to say it. No comment. No comment
on
my side.
You know what, Pate? You be careful. I'll follow up with, hey, what's happening with Billy Napier right now? You know what I mean?
Please don't. All right, never mind. Let me answer. This is where the filibuster happens.
Yeah.
That was sad. That was sad.
Yeah.
Sometimes elephant mothers reject their newborn. And the newborn elephant, it's really, really terrible. I got shown one of these videos the other day. The baby elephant just cries because it's been rejected. And that's a really, really sad thing. Well, you think it's sad until you watch the Oklahoma State-Oregon game. Then you know sadness. Then you know misery. Then you know just looking and saying, bless their hearts. Like, that, those are someone's kids. But those are their parents watching their kids go through Dan Lanning doing that to their young. Terrible. Just horrible. It, I don't know how to describe it. Oklahoma State's got to play 10 more football games this year, by the way. So they're gonna make them gird up their loins and take the field again this Saturday. I can't even remember against who. Oregon's good. Here's the problem. Games like that get you so out of whack, you don't even know how good someone is. Because if a team's dead, like if a team is completely dead on arrival, there's no limit to how bad you can make it look against them. So that could be what we saw last week. They could have scored 59, 69, 109, like whatever. They could have scored. They could have shut it down and scored 38, and it would all be the same to me. There's only so much water you can put in a glass, and then you keep pouring and pouring and pouring, but there's the same amount of water in the glass. The rest of it's just overflow. And that's kind of how I feel when those games get run up like that. Like, Bama beat ULM 73-0 last week. Okay, well, the Florida State game still happened, so I don't really know. Well, with Oregon, I don't know until they go play Penn State. I don't really know. That's kind of – it's early college football. That's what we say about so many teams. I'll tell you what I think I know. I think I know Dante Moore is really slept on nationally right now because he wasn't atop everyone's Heisman board in the preseason. If Dante Moore was thought of the way Arch was thought of in the preseason, Dante Moore would be plastered across every front page and every headline because his performance so far would have validated a lot of people's preseason expectations. But since a lot of people's preseason predictions didn't revolve around him, he's still somehow kind of lurking in the shadows, which is crazy because I've just been gobbling up Heisman tickets on him left and right. So I'm looking forward to them. It's still a couple of weeks away, I know, but I'm looking forward to them going to Happy Valley because you're going to have the nation watch Oregon for the first time, and we've already been sitting here for like a month saying, no, guys, yeah, they're really good. And I know the last time you watched them was in the Rose Bowl, basically, but no, they're still good. Still got a solid quality program out there.
They release a video every week after they get a win, and it's basically an inside look of their build-up into a game. They released it for Oklahoma State, so many people wanted to see it. He dropped one of these right before they took the field. So, like, he's got the ultimate cachet for people of pregame speeches, and he says, it's about to cowboy up. You're going to talk that ass. Let's go whoop their ass and be the bowl. I'm just curious, man. You're down in the South. You visit all of these universities. You meet people, and you don't even mention it. When was the first time you met Dan Lanning? And what was your initial takeaway of, oh, this dude's different, or is it something that has just kind of evolved as you've watched him grow through the assistant ranks and now seen him kind of take a hold of this new age of college football?
I think I met Dan when he was at Georgia. I believe that would have been the first time. Lanning fits. He fit really well in the South. And I think, look, I think of Oregon as an SEC program. People may or may not like to hear that. Ohio State and Oregon are basically SEC programs, meaning the intensity day-to-day in those places really matches the likes of which you experience when you walk into Georgia or Alabama or whatever. SEC coaches, like those kinds of coaches, every now and then, like you can be talking to Dan, and he's ultra intense. You can be talking about golf, and he'd be intense. And every now and then, you'll just ask those guys a question, and they'll just be gritting their teeth and staring straight through you, and there'll be 5 seconds of pregnant pause, and you're like, Dan, did you hear me? And, oh, sorry, I just locked in. And it's like watching a guy who has PTSD, except it's not PTSD. It's just something competitively about those guys that's wired different. But I met him back at Georgia, and you kind of knew, even at that point, there's an it factor. And you know it early. Like if you're blessed enough like me to be around all of these guys, you can pick it apart. You know when someone does and doesn't have it. You can tell when someone or an agent, the job kind of market, is trying to pretend a guy has the it factor and he doesn't. And then there's another guy, you can't hide it. It bleeds through even if you try and cover it up. Dan Lanning's the latter. He's got it. And I think that he's probably now in that conversation. He will be until he wins a national title, where this whole dumb, what has he won? You know, because if you've never won a national title, you've never won anything. The only way to validate your existence as a coach and as a human is to win a national championship. Well, that's dumb. Lanning has what? I think he's got another 13 years to go in his age before he's as old as Saban was when he won his first title. Just to give you an idea of the timeline we're working with here, and Saban ended up winning 7 of them. So I think the world of him, but I also think they're in a beautiful spot in that they probably have their most talented roster they've had and still have a ton to prove. So there's no threat of complacency or anything like that.
Good stuff, man. Every Thursday at 7:40, we get him for an extended period of time. He is a great friend of the program. We're very happy for all the growth he's had in his own show and in his career. He's great. He's the commissioner of the sport, Josh Pate, College Football Show on YouTube. You'll catch him on Bussin' with the Boys, catch him on ESPN, FanDuel, you name it. He's going to be on there on Twitter, at Josh Pate, CFB. The Ramen Noodle Express is always fun on the Friday night lines. I love that. The Instagram stories are great. I was very happy for you. I know you've taken probably a million pictures with people. Has to be still kind of crazy to be screamed at from a crowd and go sign the Chalai
of supremacy
yes, for a fan. That's like that's got to be a cool moment for you still. So it's really fun to kind of watch all of this stuff. And the Ducks +4.5 at Penn State is a line that exists right now if you want to scoop that one up.
Hey, so is Oregon State +22.5 at Texas Tech this weekend. Ooh, don't forget about that.
Damn right, brother. We're taking it. Go Bees. 0-2 to 1-2. Let's go. There we go. Good. Josh Pate on Twitter, at Josh Pate CFB. We'll talk to you next week, Pate.
All right. See you guys.
All right. There we go. Good stuff from Josh Pate. Josh Pate, College Football Show.
Good stuff, man. A lot of rat poison out there. And he's right. We're not going to know who they are until they play Penn State. Even if they win the game, it doesn't mean much in the long term, other than you're probably guaranteed to make the college football playoff because you're not losing more than 2 games the rest of the season, and 10-2, and a win over Penn State's good enough to make the playoff.
Imagine meeting a psychotic Dan Lanning when he's just an assistant, and you're like, hey, guy, nice to meet you. Guy?
Guy.
Hello?
Rat.
Sorry, Ryan.
Rat.
What's your deal, man?
I mean, him driving, the story of him getting his first job tells you all you need to know about
driving
Dan
for it. Yeah.
Driving 12 hours overnight and, you know, changing in a bathroom at a rest stop.
His whole story is a story of different. A guy who is wired different,
yep,
ultra competitive, and just wants the opportunity to get the foot in the door to show you that he knows what he's doing.
Yep, and he's taking advantage of it.
Great stuff from Josh Pate. We give him every Thursday at 7:40. We'll talk with Ryan Clark in the next hour at 8:30. Get the daily ticker going. What are his thoughts and reads of the program and the state of everything at Oregon State? They take on Texas Tech this weekend. But we go on third hour of the program, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.